Joshua Manning.
I admit it, sometimes I use excessive force. Yeah, and sometimes I use excessive force on an entirely innocent individual, but I'll tell you this. If an entirely innocent individual leaves this room for the outside world, they're not going to contemplate even raising their voice to a little kid again, just in case I fucking hear them and drag them in here for another load of excessive fucking force. Now, what is this kind of behaviour?
Mike is at the bedroom window, taking in the view of the water, the road and the scattering of cottages along it, when he sees Murdo's red van come round the end of the Kyle. The van disappears for a few seconds, then begins to climb the hill. It slows and pulls in at the gate. After a minute, as if he's been plucking up the courage or maybe just thinking something over, Murdo gets out and starts up the track. By the time he arrives at the back door, Mike is there waiting for him. With a shy, almost sly grin, Murdo proffers a plastic bag. Mike unwraps the newspaper bundle it contains. The doctor called. He was appalled when, through his stethoscope, he heard the sound of a baying hound and the acrid smell of smoke. Was there a cure? The higher, the fewer, the learned doctor said. Then turned poor Maverick inside out and stood him on his head. Just as I thought, you've been and caught an Asiatic flu. You mustn't go near dogs, I fear, unless they come near you. Let me play the fool. With mirth and laughter let old wrinkles come, and let my liver rather heat with wine than my heart cool with mortifying groans. Why should a man whose blood is warm within sit like his grandsire cut in alabaster? Sleep when he wakes and creep into the jaundice by being peeved.